we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 6th of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Power Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello and welcome to the Northern Power Women Podcast. And it is that time again where we have our We Are Power Team podcast. So I get the chance to hang out with our fabulous We Are Power Massive and have a little bit of a catch up, a bit of a reflection and a bit of a look ahead as to what is to come in 2024. And of course, find out what their favourite podcast episode was of the past 2023 year behind us. So please feel free to share your favourite episode, join in on the chat and your 2024 goals, because we would love to know. So join in on all of our socials at North Power Women on Twitter or X thing, and Northern Power Women and all of the other socials do join the conversation. Well, it has been, I think we say this every year, it has been quite the year. We have recognised yet again hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of role models. We have given back, paid it forward by our fantastic Power Up mentoring and networking, which we absolutely love, which has created somewhere in the region of 1.5 million in social value. So we are super, super proud. But now it's time to get to know and meet and catch up with the team behind all of this great success and all of this great effort and work. So hello team, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Oh, do you know what? I think you can do better. You're all sounding a bit shy. Come on, a big cheers and a hi to everyone. Hello, Northern Power Women, We Are Power Team. Rubbish.
Hola.
Absolutely right. Okay. Goal for 2024. Do a better intro. Oh, listen, it's great. I love it. It's brilliant. It has been quite the year. And you know, we cannot do this. We cannot, all the achievements and everything that we're super proud of, can't do it without this kick-ass team. So I'm going to be speaking. I'm going to start with our Lydia. Lydia, what are you most proud of from 2023?
Hi everyone. What I'm most proud of in 23, I think, is kind of trying new things. I've done a lot, I think, for the past year, like things I've not done before. So yeah, I have like a list of everything each month that I've done differently. So I think from last year's podcast, I wanted to do more like volunteering work. So I did that with the food banks, food cycle, which has been great, you know, trying to, you know, appreciating food being given to other people. I was participated in a dragon boat racing, which was really like kind of out the blue, so that was fun just to see how teamwork is. And we came, I think, third, but first in like the heats, which is great, you know. That was good, like, experience, as well as event side of things. So I organized a baby shower, I've done paddleboarding, pottery, life drawing, so the lot really. I've done quite a bit this year.
And what are you going to fit into 2024?
24, so my plan for 24 is to be a Zumba instructor. I signed up a couple of weeks ago and want to continue that and get my fitness back on track and do what I love, which is dancing and creating a positive and happy atmosphere.
Oh, that's amazing, because you did the great charity Zumba-thon, didn't you, only last month, I think, something like that. So that's amazing. I love that. There you go. Something new I didn't know that was in the horizon. I can feel Northern Power Women Zumba-thon at any point. And tell us what your favourite podcast has been of the last year.
My favourite podcast for this year is Laura Fataris. She is a fashion designer from Leeds, but based out in London. And her podcast really kind of resonated to me as like self-belief, believing yourself, even though people don't think that you can, it's just what you think you can do. And also being in love with fashion, his stuff is great, like nice and contemporary and just really current and sustainable. So that was what, like, my favorite podcast this year.
And if I remember rightly from that conversation I had with Laura, it was the fabric all still come from like Yorkshire mills. So everything is, so even though she's out there at London Fashion Week and other global fashion weeks, she's like still that whole roots of that Northern Yorkshire kind of cloth, isn't it? Which is brilliant. Oh, thank you, Lyd. And we look forward to zumbering into 24. I literally have two left feet. I don't really think I can do that, but you know, we'll give it a go. Emma Mason, what has been your favourite podcast?
My favourite podcast, without doubt, is Claire Buckles. Whenever I hear Claire speak about the work she's doing around inclusivity, her resilience, her determination never fail to motivate or inspire me. And she's really uplifting and positive just to listen to. So I love listening every time I hear Claire speak.
And do you know what? She was part of the judging a few weeks ago for the Northern Power Women Awards 24. And she just brings that smile and energy into the room. And she is literally a joy to be around. So Emma, what else? What have you done new in 23? Because it's always every year, 5 years now, sort of started coming in as when we were kicking off Northern Power Futures back in, what would that have been, 2018? And I always think of what your CV must look like, of all these things that you've learned, you know, website development, mentor wranglers, you know, role model, like everything. So what have you most proud of in this year?
Do you know what? The thing I'd say I'm most proud of, it's not me, it's us as a team. You talked about it at the opener this summer and about everything we've done and everything we've achieved. And do you know what? I may have said the same thing last year, but when I stop and think about what we've done as a small team, the impact that we've had on people's lives, whether that be winners of awards, whether that be people who are shortlisted, whether it be people who've come to our events, mentors, mentees. Anna showed me the stats that she did for our Spotify Unwrapped post the other week. And I was actually shocked about, you know, the number of events, the number of minutes, the this, that and the other. I just think you don't realise how much you've done when you're in it. It's not till you stop and look back, and actually just seeing that post made me think, God, we've done a lot. So I'm really proud of us as a team, what we've achieved.
Oh, and you can check out the link, can't you, to our Spotify Unwrapped post as well, which you'll be able to follow as well. But I think you're right. I think sometimes you've got to do that reflect, to look back, to go, oh my goodness, how did we do it? And how did we not just do it, but like do it really well? So what are you looking forward to in 2024? Zumba?
Goals. Yeah. Do you know what? It's fun. It's actually similar to Lydia. It is to do with exercise and health and my physical health. I need to get back on track. That slipped. And obviously everyone knows that your physical health in turn impacts your mental health. So it's getting the two of those back on track. So it's getting back on that dreaded Peloton and starting a new challenge in January, really. That's my plan.
And if you've got a Peloton bike out there, we need to, you know, really motivate Emma on. We have a hashtag. We have a hashtag Northern Power Women. So if you are a Peloton user, please do that. And we can all encourage each other. Because, yeah, I think it sits in the office. So I see it every day. But I think I will if you will, Em.
Yeah, no, that's the plan.
Anna, queen of content, queen of stories, queen of marketing. What have your highlights been? How many stories you must have told or enabled and lifted out there over the last year?
Yeah, I think I prefer putting the podcast on as well than actually being the guest, I think is one thing I've learned. It's been my first year out of education this year, working for Northern Power Women, the first awards, first everything really, and then you decided to obviously keep me on in September at the end of my graduate, so that's been good. So I saved my achievements from this year have just been the amount of content and events we have done, and moving into a higher responsibility role within the Northern Power Women.
And what is 2024 going to bring for you? Have you got fitness or dance in your goals?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said last year I was going to get in fitness, and I'm going to say it again this year. And if I'm on next year's, I think I'll probably say it again. But yeah, getting back to fitness, definitely. But as well, just kind of more of the same, but I think more relaxed with a bit more experience behind me for 2024, like, take every day as it comes instead of being like, what's got, like, learning so much new. And I'd also like to go to a couple of countries I've not been to before.
Oh,
personally.
Were we thinking, Anna? Were we thinking?
I actually haven't thought. This podcast made me think. So then that's for 2024 is to figure that out and get it booked.
suggestions.
Yeah,
in the chat.
I take suggestions.
And what has been your favourite pod?
I like the Miriam Walker Khan one because I like anything to do with sport, really. And hearing her stories about when she's faced sexism coming through the industry and how she's overcome it, it was inspiring and good to hear that now she's obviously the diversity inclusion reporter at Sky and that she has overcome that sexism and it is possible. So I think it's inspiring for anyone else who wants to go into that industry as a woman.
And I think that was a new role, wasn't it? I think when that new role has been created, I think, within Sky 4 as well. So it's amazing to see sort of the way she's kind of mapped that out and where she's going to be able to sort of drive and take that. But, well, thank you, Anna. Thanks for literally, let's aim us forward to having that more relaxed year ahead with that experience behind you. And I think it's almost as we you know, we've already highlighted Emma and yourself has highlighted sort of how much stuff that we have done and do. And, you know, we may be small, but we are mighty. And one of the new things for us is we've got two new members of the team as we grow into 24 and beyond. And Nicola's joined us as head of business development to help us really smash that, right?
Oh, no pressure.
So what, so far, you've only been with us a few weeks and you've seen a lot, haven't you? So maybe I shouldn't say what's your highlights of 2023, but what are you, you know, you literally, where are we, in week four, something crazy like that?
Week four of this Northern Power Women journey. And what a journey it's been.
Oh, well, do you know, you've come from the you know, so very male-dominated industries, haven't you? From the world of rail, from the world of construction. And yeah, definitely getting us on track and knocking down walls, I think, is one of the things that you're going to bring into the mix. But what are you proud of as in 23, both in and outside of this last 4 weeks?
I've got to say, I'm a little bit philosophical when it comes to what I'm proud of in the last year, I'd say. Probably the proudest achievement has been my resilience. I didn't realise how resilient I was until this year, if I'm honest. I've had instances where I've fearlessly followed my heart, and I think by doing that, it sort of led me into NPW. So, you know, it has been quite a journey this year. And my proudest thing is probably, you know, my resilience towards things, and my voice is powerful. And that in itself has been a big thing for me this year, you know. I didn't realise the strength of my own voice, and it's good. I don't know if it's an age thing. I don't know if it comes with age. I don't know if now I'm knocking on that door of 40. You sort of you get a bit you're stronger, aren't you? In your opinion, so.
And I think that's our first, I feel like that's one of our tote bag moments. We always love those like slogans. And I think fearlessly following your heart, I think that's this episode's tote bag, isn't it? And I think there's something in that, isn't there? And I think that's interesting that you like acknowledge the whole, you know, it's important to have my voice and that using that power for good, isn't it? You know, and what are you looking forward to next year? It won't be relaxing.
Next, I'm looking forward to this journey, to be honest. I'm looking forward to seeing what lies ahead. I'm excited for the first time in a long time. I am genuinely really excited about where this is going to go and where we're going to, you know, go as a team. To join a team of fearlessly strong women is massive for me. Massive. It's been a long time coming in my own personal career growth. So to see where this little path is going to go.
It's not going to be little.
It's not going to be little. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
And what? Which one of the podcasts has jumped out at you?
Well, to me, that's an obvious choice. The one I got to sit and listen to, Nikki Chance Thompson. She resonated with me so clearly and so loudly when she said, "Don't sweat the small stuff." That's a big thing for me because I have in my little career sweated the small stuff, and it isn't the, you know, it isn't the be all and end all. There's bigger fish to fry out there. Don't sit and listen to the little niggly things. You know, that there's bigger fish to fry. So yeah, that was a big one for me. And surround yourself with great people was another thing that she said. And obviously, this is what I've done. I've surrounded myself with great, great, great girls. So
you've surrounded yourself with Northern Power Women.
Northern Power
and,
Women. Yeah.
And a Northern Power Man. We'll chuck Rob in there.
And our Rob.
Oh, thanks, Nick. We are. We're really excited. It's this time, isn't it? We're really excited for what this team can do, taking us into 2024. And we've talked about Nicola joining the team. Charlotte, we were going to speaking to Joe in a short while, but Our Liv has been with us for a year, our fantastic partnerships and business development manager, and is now fleeing the nest, aren't you? You're fleeing with love up to the BBC. Liv, what's your 2023 been like?
Wild. It's been wild. I've loved every minute of working for this team. Brilliant women, brilliant impact, amazing partners. I'm just dead happy with myself. I'm really proud. And it's a bit like Nick said, that I've trusted my gut in the last couple of years. Everywhere I've got to has been because of the decisions that I've chosen to go with. So I feel like even though the rent went up and that was kind of the reason why I left, but I took control with the support of this team and made a choice. And now that's opened doors to so many different opportunities that I wouldn't have got previously.
And what are you excited about for 2024? You've got a whole new role, haven't you, to get excited for?
I have. I'm excited, obviously, to start with the BBC. That's a really exciting opportunity. But also excited to be home. So I've relocated back home. I've not been home for like 4 years. I've got a little niece as well now. So it's really exciting times to be around my family. But also getting to know the area with my partner, Tom, because he's never been this end in the Midlands. So learning and finding our own little corners and places that we didn't know before.
And you know, Liv, once a Northern Power Woman, always a Northern Power Woman. So we know we're going to stay connected, aren't we? We know you'll always be part of this family. So what has been your pod? What's your highlight pod?
Mine was Rebecca Loy, so from National Museums in Liverpool, because she spoke so highly of paving the way forward for other people. She's spoken to people before and she's been mentored, and now she wants to give back as much as possible. She spoke all the time about people, culture and community and the power of coming together. And she spoke about personal experiences with her sister and how she turned that grief and that feeling into wanting to support others and creating events and opportunities for others to get involved in. And I loved that.
And it is interesting, isn't it? Every single, you know, we've done however many podcasts, we have one a week, and then we've had certain times of the year we have multiple podcasts. So we've had over 60 different contributors, if you think, this year to our podcast. But everyone brings that bit of wisdom, that bit of humour, that bit of it's that whole point, isn't it? Everyone's got their own story, isn't it? So I think it's interesting that I didn't know which ones you were going to pick today. So it's interesting that you've all gone for different ones as well, because it's always that someone that resonates with you, isn't it? So Liv, we wish you the best of luck, and obviously always part of the family. So thank you on behalf of all the team, part of all of our partners, for everything you've done and brought into the We Are Power family this year.
Thank you. Love you all.
Oh, and as our Liv goes, in comes our Joe. Joe has joined us as taking over partnerships. Joe, welcome. Welcome to the We Are Power Massive.
Thank you very much.
And you're a veteran now. What is it, 7 or 8 weeks? Something like that.
I think we're pushing 2 months now.
literally a vet. What's been your highlights of 23?
Obviously, I've not been here that long, but it is a very kind of throw in at the deep end. Nominations had just closed when I started, so one of my first jobs was reading through some of the categories for nominations, which was that I think has been my highlight, just seeing the range of, you know, different people out there and how they're making an impact. So I think for me, that would be the highlight.
I think it is that, isn't it? That whole platform of being able to, you know, many of the team have read through the nominations. I'll read through them all. Like Emma, we go through them all, every single one, don't we? We're just short 1400 nominations it's been. But it still never ceases to inspire me, the amazing people out there doing amazing things. It's not the same people every year that are putting in. It's different people, and it's unearthing those fantastic role models.
And it's such a wide range of people as well.
Oh, it is. Every story, isn't it? Every story. It gets to a point. We've just come out of the judging. Nick, you came along to the judging, didn't you? And it's wild. It's wild, isn't it? Those nominations.
What an introduction into Northern Power Women. 3 days of judging.
Crazy, 70 odd judges. So what are you looking forward to? Because the great thing going into 2024, you'll be able to see the, if you like, the culmination of all this work in the awards into March. What else are you looking forward into 24?
So the thing I'm most looking forward to is going to the awards. To be honest with you, it'll be really, really great to experience it, obviously, after seeing the run-up to it and being involved in that. In addition to that, for me, it's just seeing how we can grow with our current partners, the excitement of seeing who else is coming on board. I think the Power Exchange, which is launching in January, is going to be really exciting, where we can get all of our partners together to just knowledge share. And, you know, me and Liv went and met with one of our partners last week, and one of the questions that they asked is, can you tell us what your other partners are doing? And I was like, you can ask them yourself in January.
I love it. I love you. You've got all the plugs in there as well. Well done. Well done, Joe. And what has actually, you've gone rogue, aren't you? It's not your favourite pod. It's your favourite webinar.
It is. Yeah, I am going rogue and I'm picking a webinar. Partly because I haven't been here that long and I haven't delved into the podcast yet and I've not been there when any have been recorded. So I'm going to go for the webinar that I was there for, which was allyship and the impact of allyship, which I think is important. Obviously, as Northern Power women, we still need men to come along with us and to shout for us and, you know, come on that journey. So that was a really, really interesting one. And it got great feedback from everyone as well. It was a really, really engaging topic. It opened a lot of conversations.
And I know that it's still getting, you know, we have our monthly webinar. So please do catch up on everything. All of our podcasts and webinars on our digital hub, the power platform, wearepower.net. But yeah, that allyship one, it was absolutely phenomenal. I know we were getting messages going, oh, we've shared that around our employee resource groups. We've shared that with here. It just seemed to, like you say, Joe, really land and really, really, really resonate.
Kind of business viral.
You did go business viral. I like that. There you go. Oh, Joe, thank you so much and welcome to the team. And finally, we have our wonderful Charlotte. Charlotte started with us on a volunteering experience at the start of the year that you joined 2 weeks before the awards. So you came to the awards, enjoyed and got to experience that. And then just this month, we've now taken you on full time, haven't we, Charlotte? So welcome to our team. What has been your buzz of the year? What's been your 2023 highlights?
Yeah, so what I'm most proud of for this year is joining the team. Before I started, I was quite nervous to join this kind of world of work because I've never really done it before. But building my confidence, being around all the amazing people who've been really uplifting, and yeah, that's definitely been my proudest thing.
And what are you looking forward to next year?
It's going to be the awards again, not to copy Joe. But I think last year, like you said, I'd joined 2 weeks before the awards. So didn't really know all the work that went into it. But this year, seeing how much effort and how much work everyone's putting in and to see that come to fruition, I think it's going to be really amazing.
And I think you would have come to the awards last year and we talk very much, don't we, about we are more. We're not just one night. We talk about this, we're more. And I think you've now had that opportunity to actually be part of creating that more with Anna as part of the content team. So it literally is practicing what we preach, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't think I understood how much we really did do until I got my hands in and got involved. And yeah, like Emma said before, knowing how much like impact it has on people's lives through all the things that we do, I think that's so amazing.
Oh, it's brilliant. And what has been your highlight, your pod highlight?
Again, I'm going to say allyship, but the podcast that stood out to me was Andy Coyne. Like Joe was saying, the importance of allyship and getting people of all genders involved in the conversation. And one thing that stood out to me was him talking about using his privilege and listening to people's lived experiences. I thought that was really important.
Andy Coyne, again, allyship, it is that we've always talked about Northern Power Women and it's always all genders. We're always, you know, really important that we have everyone, like Joe says, sort of not just fighting our corner, but fighting with us for us. It's that wider approach. And I think that's been something, you know, right from, where are we? 8 years ago, we talked about having all genders involved. So I think this is having more conversations around allyship and educating and building communities to support as we go into 24 awards. We've got the advocacy list. So again, recognizing building that small community that can really help sort of drive change across our whole agendas of accelerating gender equality and social mobility from the North. Listen, team, it's been an absolute joy. I love getting you guys together. I think my highlights this year, I think this is been as we've kind of come out of that pandemic war, we've gone, have been very heavily sort of in a virtual world, to then sort of start shoehorning live events into the mix as well. You know, we obviously have the largest event celebrating gender equality in Europe with our awards, but starting bringing these live power-ups into play where we're really connecting the world of work with our future talent and talent pipeline. So bringing that back into play and the hard work that these live events bring, having created Lydia in a new role as community and events, building out more partners, Liv bringing new partners into play, so much so that we're expanding and growing the team so that we can actually do more. We need our partners out there to help us in this. So I'm really proud that the growth and the build of this team has been sort of far faster than I thought it would be. And that goes down to every single person's individual efforts. And 2024, I think it's more of the same as in the growth, but with more sort of, we're taking this opportunity as we grow. We want to grow for good. And we want to grow with sort of different structure in place, you know, so I can get myself out there and sort of driving that business. So it's not quite taking hands off, but building this stronger team so that I can go and do what I'm good at and build into the team. So that's what I'm excited and nervous about at the same time. But I'm also not nervous because I've got this amazing team that you've just heard going to help, you know, and grow and drive this on. So for me, it's really exciting. I think we're on the cusp of something really amazing. We're already doing amazing stuff and we're going to grow, I think, to kind of really grow that. So that's my goal is to try and help and lead the team better by looking kind of more focused in what I do rather than trying to dive down every rabbit hole and get my hands involved in everything. So that's what I'm excited about.
Simone, can I just cut in very quickly? And can I just, with the girls, thank you for everything. You know, thank you for the team that you're building. Obviously, thank you for bringing Joe and I on. I think all of the Northern Power women that you've got across, you know, all your socials and, you know, in your small team should recognise that, you know, this beacon of Northern Power women is because of you. So I think, you know, on behalf of everyone, thank you. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, and thanks on behalf of like me and Charlotte as well, building that team and giving us the opportunity to tell the stories of all the incredible community.
Yeah, I agree as well. For all the support you've given me personally and to us all in the team, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we were doing or are doing without your support. So thank you.
And obviously a massive thank you from me for being flexible and really supportive with my move and just listening to the team and knowing how we need your support and when we do.
And from me as well, taking on, you know, from my previous role to new role, I wouldn't have known that this could be a position that I could excel in. So thank you for the opportunity to help me grow.
I'm going to say thanks for having such a great reputation that's brought on such great partners, because it makes my job really easy.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. It is a team effort. You know, what's our whole adage? You know, on your own, you can go fast, but together you can go far. And I think that's always something really important for me. And you know, there's going to be, as we change and as we grow this team, there's always going to be challenges along the way. But I think when we're all in it together, and I think when you are a micro team, you all have to be, you all got our jobs and our roles to do, but then there's times, there's always those things that we, you know, we just have to jump in. And I thank you all for fearlessly following your heart, but fearlessly just cracking on and doing even when you're out your comfort zone, everyone. So thank you so much. Thank you all. My favourite podcast, I love Debbie Cook from Grimsby Football Club. I thought she was brilliant. She was just so upfront, honest. You know, we talk about this, been the advent of the growth of women's sport has been phenomenal, and the growth has been exponential. So hearing from an amazing leader, you know, in Debbie, and talk about her journey and how sort of she's had to navigate and, you know, banging her head against ceilings and walls and all that kind of thing, but with such positivity, with real such positivity. So again, a real highlight for me was, but I love them all, but I'm going to say that, aren't I? You know, it's like picking your favourite child or your favourite chocolate in the selection box, you know, but again, everyone, we always say everyone's got something amazing to give. So, but a massive thanks from me personally to this amazing team. We wish Liv you the best of luck. You're going to fly and be awesome. And we love, actually, you're going to be working with one of our Northern Power women as well, haven't we? Because we love the power of this community and the connectivity. So it's amazing. So we do wish you well. And we're going to strap Nicola, Joe and Charlotte in so we keep you supported as we go on this massive growth. So thank you so much for all of you. Thank you, team. You are all awesome. Awesome. You can do a bit of a yay. It's no better than the start, but it's okay. We know the enthusiasm's all there. No, I love it. You make it a joy to kind of do and grow everything we do. I can't do it without you. And I know that's an easy thing to say, but I can't. And I'm looking forward to how we develop going forward. So thank you all. And thank you to everyone listening out there. Again, we can't do without your support. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for sharing, supporting, partnering, advocating for what we do. It's been a massively amazing 8-year journey so far with Northern Power Women. We are power and the power collective. So thank you for staying with us on this adventure. Stay connected on all our socials, leave a review and sign up to find out everything that's going on our digital hub, wearepower.net. My name is Simone. You've been listening to the Northern Power Women podcast, a What Goes On Media production.